All right. Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well and made it here in the dark. So it's, still getting used to this time change thing, but it is good to be back here on a Wednesday night. Hope you've had a good week and, so far and a good day today. Hope you come looking for a blessing tonight. Just been asking the Lord to help us this evening. So just quick announcements. Remember, all of our services, of course, I hope you'll be praying or inviting. Just want to see the Lord continue to bless. And remember our men's breakfast on the 3rd. I was thinking, is it 3rd or 9th? 3rd. That's coming up soon. It's hard to believe. If I'm thinking right, it, 2 weeks from Thursday is Thanksgiving, isn't it? That's amazing, isn't it? Don't forget about that week. That week we move our service to Tuesday night. And we have a soup social, so just whatever your favorite soups that you have, make it, bring it, bring a dessert, drink, that kind of thing. And it's always a real good service there on that Tuesday evening. So, all right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and Brother Russell's going to come and lead us in a song, and then we'll get into the Bible study. Father, we love you, we thank you, we do praise you, God, for being so good to us, Lord, and God, how you provide and you lead us. And God, I'm glad you are our good shepherd, our great shepherd, our chief shepherd. God, just ask you tonight, God, to help us as we pull ourselves up around the table, God, just looking to be fed from the Word of God. And Lord, I know there's needs. I know there's just a lot of sicknesses and different things. We just pray, God, you touch our church and our church family. And Lord, we'll continue to praise you for all you do. For us in Christ's name we do pray. Amen.
Okay, let's all stand up. Grab your handle. Turn to number 67. Number 67. We'll do, we'll just do them all four, all the way through, all four verses. So here we go. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Well, I almost lasted through a verse, so there you go. So now it's gone. Yo, oh, you know what? In between, I just want to say this. When he said that about the daylight saving, I saw a funny cartoon. There were two guys looking up at the sky, and they said, I love looking at the stars on a cold, cold winter evening. And the other guy said, yeah, but it's only 4:30. And I was like, yeah, that's about the way it feels. All right, here we go. On verse number 2. By God's word, at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Alright, here we go. Verse number 3. Now I give to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Alright, on the last verse, here we go, verse number 4. Oh, the love that grew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy that was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. At Calvary. All right. There we go. I'm done. All right. So let's all remain standing.
All right. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 this evening. Hebrews chapter 9. Let's begin reading again. Verse number 11 would be good. Hebrews 9:11 says, "But Christ, being come in a high, become an high priest of God, good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building." Verse 12, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Let's just stop there. Father, we love you. We thank you. And God, we sure praise you, Lord, for Calvary. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that you were willing to pay a debt, Lord. And God, I pray, God, tonight, Lord, we surely get an understanding of that. Lord, we are debtors this evening, Lord. And God, I pray, God, that we just show forth how much we appreciate and love you. For what you've done for us, Lord. And I pray for the next little bit, God, would you help us to see, help us to understand. God, we sure will praise you the best we know how. For us in Christ's name we do ask. Amen. Be seated. Now tonight we're going to sort of take up again where we were Sunday morning. Sunday morning I got several different looks about the message, I guess. It was different in a way maybe that some have never heard, but I still believe it's such a great truth if we get a hold of it. And we talked about the blood a lot, and the blood in the Old Testament, and the blood of Christ, and again, that sacrificial lamb as they, Old Testament as the priest would, and that's what we're looking at here in chapter 9, again, is that difference between the old and the new, and how, you know, those priests constantly dealing with blood. And again, I think we are so sheltered from that that we, you know, we. I'm glad we still sing about the blood here at this church. Amen. There's a lot of churches is, you know, they've stripped away the blood of Christ out of it. They don't want that bloody religion. Well, without the blood, as we heard last week there in Leviticus, you know, or even here in Hebrews, you know, the life is in the blood, and we have life because of the blood of Christ. So, and again, the picture I was wanting you to see. Sunday and I think the greatest example, as I said Sunday morning, was Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve sinned, and sin separated man from God. The Lord made them a bloody coat. The first picture of what we're dealing with as far as leading us to Calvary for that blood. Again, Adam and Eve had never seen death before. Never saw what they was getting ready to see. Because of their sin, they tried to hide it. They tried to run from God. But God, you know, you can't run from God. You're not going to cover your sins and your good works or this is or that. But God had to kill an animal. And again, I think it was a lamb. I can't prove that, but I think it was. Just because Christ is that lamb. And was the blood run out of that animal, and they had to wear that coat, and it reminded them daily, I'm sure, of their sins. I'm glad tonight I know that my sins are washed away. I'm glad I know tonight that my sins have been forgiven, all because of the blood. Amen. Even in the Old Testament, we mentioned all those sacrifices. There was Solomon, 140 some thousand animals they slaughtered that day. As I read, you know, they said the priests were wading through blood because there was just so much blood from all those animals. You know, we don't want to be around that today. We don't want to see that. But But I'm glad that Christ's blood was enough to wash away the sins of the world. Amen. So even there in the Old Testament, in the priestly duties, as people would bring their sacrifices unto the priest, they would have to put their hand on that animal, representing that was their taking their place. And they watched as that animal died because of their sin. And again, I want to keep my mind into that place that thank God for Calvary. You know, thank God that Jesus Christ was willing to be that lamb. And just to be lifted up between the heavens and the earth for everybody to see Him bleed out, die, that you and I could have life. And I mentioned the word Sunday morning. That's what I want to go back to tonight. And that word was atonement. I like what one old preacher said this about atonement. He said, a gospel without the Bible doctrine of atonement is not a genuine gospel. There has to be atonement. And I mentioned it just briefly Sunday morning. The definition to you is basically, it's being able to join two people together again. And we're going to see some different parts of it tonight. But to build that relationship back up, again, sin separates us from God. Atonement is what brought that back together, that we could have that relationship with God. And so we need to understand there is a biblical doctrine of atonement. So why do we need atonement? Let's look at a couple places. Look with me tonight over in the book of 1 Peter. Book of 1 Peter. Chapter 2. Verses 24. Let's back up just a little bit. Let's go to verse 20. Let's go to 21. For even hitherto, this is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hitherto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us. Again, don't lose that picture. Man has tried to paint Calvary. They've tried to paint the crucifixion. There's no man that's ever painted it could capture what the Lord did for us. He suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his step, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep. Now here it is. This is the part of atonement. For ye were as sheep going astray. That's where I was before I got saved. I was a sheep going astray. But are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. So why do we need atonement? Because of that separation. Because of that we were sheep wandering away. Look over in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, look at verse number 6 this evening. Goes right along with what we saw there in 1 Peter. This is verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's the need of atonement, because we needed someone. We couldn't do it. Old Testament, you look at there, they had to do this, you know, the high priest would go in once a year to put that blood on that mercy seat. And then there had to be that atonement, because something had to be that bridge. Old Testament, and we know what we've seen before, and the blood of those goats and all those sacrifices, they couldn't do it. They couldn't take away that remembrance of sin. They couldn't take away all that. But thank God the blood of Christ did wash away sins. The blood of the Old Testament was a covering. Thank God we have a washing. Amen. So the need there, because we were sheep, we'd gone astray. So what's the purpose of it? The purpose of atonement is, first of all, to think about that Christ died in our place. And we saw that just a moment ago. While you're there in Isaiah 53, look at verse number 5. The Bible says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." That is what the purpose of it is he bore our payment. You probably heard that saying before, he paid a price, or he paid a debt he didn't owe, and we owed a debt we couldn't pay. That's truly a great picture. We had a debt, for the wages of sin is what? Death. There is a payment, and Christ paid that in our stead. Look back over 1 Peter chapter 3. Look at verse number 18. I love every word and how God specifically put things in this book. Verse 18. For Christ also hath suffered, if you read like I just read it, that would be wrong. Christ hath once suffered for sins. Aren't you glad that word once is in there? Once. And that's all it took. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. So, why do we need atonement? Because something had to be that bridge. Someone had to pay that price. And it's a price, again, that you could not pay, nor I. But Christ paid that debt. Now, look with me over in the book of Matthew. Got several verses tonight we're going to run to. These are all verses that'd be good to mark somehow in your Bible to get you to run this trail of blood. Anybody ever had, I think we used to have them here, but I still have some. Anybody ever read that little book, The Trail of Blood? A few. I'll see if I can find some of them. That's a good book, little book. It won't take you long to read it. All right, Matthew chapter 20. And verse 28. Matthew 20, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom. He paid that ransom debt, a ransom for many. So the purpose was to be a ransom. He paid the price. Look over in Isaiah chapter 53 again. Not only was he a ransom, Isaiah chapter 53, Look at verse number 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. So not only is our atonement through Christ as a ransom, but he's also that sin offering. Now, look back over in the book of Hebrews real quickly. Hebrews chapter 9. Look back at verse number 12. The Bible says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Look over in verse 26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So he, not only did he pay a ransom, but he was also that sin sacrifice. Look over in 1 Corinthians real quickly. Paul put it in such a great way. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Bible says in verse 7, it says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Drawing our minds back to the Passover there in the Old Testament, when God told them that they would have to, the death angel was coming, and they had to kill that lamb, and they had to put that blood on the doorpost and the lintel, and if the blood was applied, the death angel would go by. Thank God the blood's been applied in my life. I hope you can say that for yourself. So he was a ransom. He is a sin offering. So we saw the need of atonement and the purpose of it. But what's the results of atonement? There's three things really that I want you to see. The first one is redemption. Because of the atoning sacrifice, ransom, the blood of Christ, we have redemption. And that took care of the sin problem because, again, sin had a payment, and God made that payment. The word redemption means to purchase in, as purchasing in a market. It also has the same meaning as purchasing out, as to bring it out of that market. But then the third part of redemption, it means to release or make free. I'm glad tonight that God just didn't set me free. If he set me free, I could probably get trapped again. But God made me free. And I'm free indeed. I'll never be caught in the web of the penalty of sin anymore because Christ has paid that debt. So the first result of atonement was redemption. We have been purchased. We have been bought. We have been brought out of our sin nature and brought into a new place. And now we're free because of Christ. The second thing, that not only was it redemption, but the next word is reconciliation. Now, I know that's a big word, but to bring together. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll look at a verse there or two. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Again, we were lost, undone, dead, but Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself. You couldn't reconcile it. Religion can't reconcile it. But God reconciled us to himself. Again, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by how? Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, that is a very true statement. We have been given that ministry to reconcile, to get people to come to Christ. Again, you can't pay that sin debt. You can't be the redemption. But you can be that one that reconciles or brings, ministers reconciliation to bring people unto Christ, reconciling themselves so they can be with the Lord. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, man, again, because of sin, every man, all have sinned. That's me, that's you, that's everybody that's ever breathed God's good air. Every man, because of sin, was separated from God. We, again, if you go through and you look, we won't take time to run a lot of reference to that, but everywhere you see us, when it looks to sin, it's always in the negatives, or always in the bad, because, again, death, darkness, all those things. But as we saw here in these verses, thank God, because of atonement, because of that redemption, we have reconciliation. Man that once was here, God has reconciled them to himself, and now we are that new creature. Now we're not that dead dog. Now we're not that darkness, but we now are children of the light, and we are in Christ. So it brings forth reconciliation. The position of man has been changed, and now we have that fellowship with God. Remember again, Adam and Eve sinned. What happened there? They got kicked out of the garden, didn't they? Well, because of sin, same thing. We're kicked away from God. But thank God, because of Christ, we can be reconciled. And then the third thing that atonement results in, and we looked at this word one time before, but maybe you've forgotten it. There's a big word called propitiation. Anybody know what it means? Because of atonement, we have been redeemed. We have been reconciled. Redemption took care of the sin problem, right? The blood took care of the sin problem. Reconciliation took care of the man aspect of sin, because reconciliation brought man to God. So propitiation, what it did, it took took care of the God part of it. Because of propitiation, that means that God's wrath has been soothed. God's wrath against man has been taken care of, not what we did, but because of Christ. He is our propitiation. It solves that problem with making peace with God. Look over in 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4, look at verse number 10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Again, he is that sacrificial Lamb. He is that Lamb of God. He is the one that took care of the atonement through redemption, through reconciliation, through propitiation. So God has taken care of all three aspects, sin, man, and God. And it all has to do with the atonement. That's the reason it's so important that we understand the need of the doctrine of atonement. Look back over in 1 Peter. Tonight, I hope, through what we looked at Sunday and again, the thoughts of the blood of Christ, and now tonight to look at the fact of what atonement really means. I hope I never forget. I don't want to live there. I don't go back there to brag on my sins. But I hope I never forget the day that God did what He did for me. When He came to me, I couldn't go to Him. He came to me. And through conviction, He showed me that I needed something that I did not have. Oh, I had religion. I had it down pat. I knew all the service times of church. I knew what Bible to carry. Not that I really knew. I just knew that's what everybody carried at our church. But I carried the right Bible. I knew what songs we sung. I knew how to act at church. I knew all that stuff. None of that could do anything to get me to God. But Christ came to me, that Lamb. And He showed me I had that need, that I was separated from God. But because of the atonement of the sacrifice of Christ, I have been redeemed, bought, purchased, made free. I have been reconciled to the place that now I can call on God. I have that relationship with God. And then with reconciliation, now I'm right because of the blood. I'm right because of the position that Christ is in my life. And then to know that God's not, you know, I can't even imagine really, but what the wrath of God really means. But thank God tonight, I will never know the wrath of God. I will never, ever feel the wrath of God. Why? Because Christ has taken my place. But there's a world around about us that tonight, if they died, they would find the wrath of God. So, again, atonement. Look back over in 1 Peter. I'll give you that great example, I think, again, of where we were and where we are now. Look at verse number 25 once again, chapter 2. For ye were as sheep going astray. Where were you when Christ found you? Aren't you glad tonight that He was willing to leave the 99? Where were you when He found you? You were going astray. You were out in this dark old wicked world. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now. Right now. Not when I get to heaven, not 10 years from now or whatever, not as I grow in Christ, but right now I have been returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. That's where God wanted me to be. And because of Calvary, because of our perfect Lamb of God that was willing to go to that cross and die to meet those things, that we could have atonement. We can have that relationship. We can be reconciled to God. And we can live a life that just knowing that we're saved and on our way to heaven because of Christ. Nothing that we did. That's what people try to do with religion. They try to figure out what they can do to make themselves good enough. We'll never be good enough. But because of our Lord and Savior, we have atonement. So, all right. Let's stand together this evening. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this evening. I know it's Wednesday night. I know everybody here is usually here. But tonight, do you know you've been redeemed? Have you ever been redeemed? Where Christ paid your price and took you out of that slave market of sin and let you go, made you free. Tonight, do you understand that you've been reconciled? It's tonight you can cry out, Abba, Father, that He is my God. And His ear is not deaf to us tonight. And to realize tonight that He has been that propitiation because of Christ, I do not have to worry about the wrath of God. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, whatever you're trusting in besides Jesus is not going to help you. But do you know Jesus? That's the question. And for us that are saved tonight, when's the last time you really just got a hold of the fact of what Christ did for you? It wasn't a preacher that saved you. It wasn't some church that saved you. It's because of that Lamb that shed His blood willingly, went to the cross for me, that I could have that atonement. I don't want to ever lose sight of that. As musicians play this evening, if you need to come around this altar, whatever the need might be this evening, you come. We're going to gather around the altar here in just a moment and close out in prayer. Well, a lot to pray about, isn't there? But don't ever forget there's a lot to praise about as well. We can praise a lot more than we have to worry about praying for this and that and everything else. We got a lot of things to be praising the Lord about. But just, again, do pray for the church here, our missionaries. Remember Brother Henderson and the need there. Just last I heard, everything was still looking good for him. So just pray there for the needs there. Remember Miss Canup? Miss Amy, did she get transferred yet? Okay. 207? Okay. Does she have a phone in her room? Okay. All right. So continue to pray for Miss Linda there. Remember Miss Regina? Her kids are going through all that sickness that everybody else is. Remember Miss Heather? They're having that same bug running through their place, and a lot of flu, a lot of different things going around. So do pray one for another. Do pray for our country. I know elections were yesterday, and everybody's got the poochie lip because it didn't go the way they wanted it. Do you know right? All right. You know what's right? It went the way God wanted it. It really did. God's don't make mistakes, so it's all good. I'm not trusting in whoever won the elections to get me through. So. I have the Lord, so just pray for our country. And the biggest thing of all, remember the lost. Tony Cranfield, she's got double ear infection. Katie Dearman for a job. Tim Godby, help in situations there. Glenda Kennedy for help. Gail Meisenheimer for help. Salem Collins for complex regional pain syndrome. That's a big word. And then Brother Marvin Roush, medicine made him dizzy, so do pray for Brother Roush there for that. And I know everybody in here, anybody got a need? We all have needs. But I hope we know, again, casting all, not some, not just the ones you think are big, casting all our cares upon Him, for He careth for you. So do pray one for another. If you want to gather around the altar with us tonight, you're more than welcome to that. You can pray where you are if you'd like. But again, thank you for being here. Don't forget about our services on Sunday. I hope you'll be here. Bring somebody with you. Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good, good, good. Forgot to mention Miss Jennifer. Continue to pray for her. She's going through some cancer issues. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we sure love you. We thank you. We praise you, God, for being so good to your children. Lord, I'm glad I can say I am one of yours. God, I just thank you, Lord, for trying to understand, Lord, and see what I can. And Lord, I know I can't get it all in my brain. I know I can't get it all painted the way that it really is. But Lord, I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I was once chained in sin. And thank God, Lord, for the blood. Thank God for, Lord, how you brought us back to a place that we could have fellowship with one with another. And God, I thank you, God, tonight, Lord, that we have that peace that passes all understanding, because we'll never know the wrath of God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, again, Lord, for the word of God. I pray, Lord, you continue to make it so real in our lives. And God, I just ask you to go with us tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that the seed will find some good ground, God, and you'll help us just to draw closer to you. And God, I do pray, God, Lord, for the needs here to church. We do have a lot of sickness, Lord, and God, just ask you to continue to touch those folks there. I do pray for Miss Tony Cranfield tonight, Lord, for her sickness there, for Miss Heather and her family, and Lord, for Miss Regina there with her children, several others that we know are sick and just going through some tough times. We pray for Miss Katie Dearman there with it for a job, and Tim, God, be there for health and situation, for Glenda Kennedy for health, and Miss Gail for health, for Salem Collins there with that CRPS there. Just pray that you touch there, and pray for Brother Marvin tonight, God, that you just build a hedge about him, keep him safe. And Lord, we do pray, dear God, Lord, for Miss Linda Knupp, and just pray that you'll continue to help her, and God, encourage her as she's trying to regain that strength. And Lord, we do pray for Miss Jennifer and the needs there with the cancer. Lord, just pray that you touch her body. And Lord, thankful for the good praise report tonight, Lord, from Brother Bill's daughter. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done there. God, it doesn't surprise me. That's just who you are. And God, we just ask you again, God, to help us, Lord, just to realize, God, that you've got everything in control. And Lord, every person in this building, Lord, tonight has needs. And God, I just pray that you'd help each one of us realize that, God, you'll take care of them. God, you'll never leave us, never forsake us. God, I'm glad you're that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And Lord, I just pray, God, as we leave this place tonight, God, we'd have a better relationship than we've ever had before with you. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory for it all. For it's in your name, that precious name of Christ, we do pray. Amen. All right. Hope everybody has a safe evening.